Start with the positives. Second half performance, definitely a point well deserved with 10 men in that second half.
Without a shadow of a doubt, showed another side to us. You know, after a little bit of an indifferent start, and then obviously with the sending off, showed up needed to a little bit of back to the wall stuff. But I thought we were still, you know, trying to get forward and had a couple of little chances. Obviously scored with the 10 men. So very pleasing. Biggest thing there, I think people are seeing character. And with that type of character and spirit, coupled with the fact that we were a good football side, we'll give people lots of problems in the months to come.
The change at half time, was it a forced one? I mean, obviously, was he injured or?
No, I just thought we needed to go with a flat back 4-3 in midfield and still had the option up front. You know, we've got Craig Linfield, who runs in channels, and his work rate's fantastic. And I just thought, you know, we didn't want to take the pace out of the defence, you know, with young Lewis, and I thought he was immense. Absolutely superb. You know, showing real maturity to his play now, which is great for us and great for him as well. But yeah, just so proud of every single one of them, and that goes to all the supporters as well, because they're absolutely superb tonight.
I've got to mention Mr. Ward. I've got to ask a question, obviously. Now, have a friend in the middle. The decision he makes in the first half, to me, it's a tackle that you see 3 or 4 times in a game where you normally see a yellow.
I agree.
The only thing I would say,
don't know what vision you had it, but I saw their number 5 run over and punch.
Punch, yes, he did.
He threw a punch.
He did.
And the referee's got to have seen it because he's booked him. So if he's seen that, it's got to be a red card. But it was shocking. You know, there was too many. Too many little bits and bobs, and you know, just simple little things that you've got to be getting right. You know, the 12 has gone on in the second half, and
he's pulled the shirt back.
He's pulled the shirt. It's a mandatory yellow card. It's a mandatory yellow card. And then the instance where the lads tried to rugby tackle Joe Fox. Joe Fox has wriggled free of it. But what advantage have we got there? We've got 3 against their 5. You know, that's not an advantage, and you taught that. I've been on refereeing courses, and that's one way you do give the free kick and penalise a player with a yellow card. It's the same thing.
But like you say, I mean, going into obviously Saturday's game against Wigan, off the back of that second half.
We can do is enhance the good feeling, the attitude, the application, everything about that group of players in there. We can only just build on that, ready for Witten on Saturday and for the games to come for the rest of the season.
We'll see you then.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, Gal.